KSL News Time is now 6:29. Another check of Triple Team traffic. What's got your attention, Andy?
Well, that's got my attention is the slippery conditions and how poorly some people seem to be handling them. Southbound I-15, a car lost control, crashed into the median barrier just after Bluffdale. I'm seeing a little bit of northbound slowing in that same area. As you come up the hill and you're ready to go down the hill, that's where you want to be extra careful, where you have a hard time stopping. 215's East Belt, same story, coming down the hill from 39th to 6200 South. That's where it's slowest and where you need to be most careful, Eric.
And those slick, icy roads down Utah County are causing for plenty of northbound slowdowns right now from SR-92, really all the way back past the 500 East and American Fork, almost all the way to Pleasant Grove Boulevard. In fact, you've got on-ramp accidents all over the place, and people aren't handling the slick conditions very well. A southbound on-ramp accident from SR-92 and 2 down in Orem, 1 at Center Street and 1 at University Parkway. Len Thomas.
Well, Eric, coming out of Ogden, you're looking pretty good through Riverdale, past Hill Air Force Base, but if you're on SR-193, still slowing conditions right just south of the base as you head either direction toward Hill Field Road, but it's been getting a little bit better there. Otherwise, I-15 through Layton and Kaysville, the volume is fairly light so far, so you're looking in pretty good shape. You do have a little bit of slowing on Redwood Road and North Salt Lake as you approach I-215. Lee's Heating and Air is now scheduling furnace tune-ups for just $59. Call 801-747-LEES. That's 801-747-LEES. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.